Good morning and welcome to episode 46 of Martin Uncut. Today it's March the 8th, 2021. Today's episode is how to troubleshoot microphone noise. I hope you had a great weekend. I for sure had. I don't know if you have noticed, but the last couple of ways I've had a little bit of noise on my recordings, and I spent a little bit of my weekend to troubleshoot that noise. Let's take a look about that or talk about that. So this Friday I made a recording of the podcast, which is my big podcast. And during the preparation of that podcast, I found that I had some very irritating noise on the microphone. And this is probably a noise I have had for a while. And it's not a noise that you can hear when I'm quiet. Not that I'm quiet a lot when I'm doing the recordings, I talk more or less the whole time. But if I am quiet, the noise gate will pick or remove this sound because it's so quiet and the frequency is very low. But I for sure heard it. For some reason it became a little bit more prominent during the Friday. But I couldn't really find what it was. Not immediately, at least. I had to do the whole recording, and now I need to do a lot of work post-processing to remove that buzz from my voice. But what I found out after a while was that the XLR cable, the cable from the microphone into my Rodecaster, that was too close to the power supply of the Rodecaster. And there, it's an analog signal from the microphone into the to the Rodecaster. And the power supply, that is most likely a switching power supply, which means that it's turning on and off very quickly, and that way it transforms an alternating current into a 12 volt DC current instead. And that tone, there is an electrical field around the power supply that is switching on and off and on and off, and that actually impacts the analog cable. That was a very long description that I didn't plan out to doing, but that is what happened. So it's a physical phenomenon, nothing strange really. And since I am an electrical engineer, I should know that, but it took me some time because I didn't expect me to put the cables so close to a power supply. But if you run into this problem, there is a few steps that you can take when you don't want to do your troubleshooting. Let's take a look at those. So the first thing that I think you should do is to make sure that all your equipment is powered through the same power outlet in the wall. And the reason you need to do that, or why you want to do that, is to make sure that you have a common ground. So you know, if you look at the power supply or the power outlet in the wall, that you have three connections in that. So it's the two holes, and then there is the open wire, the one you can touch, that is the ground. And at least in Sweden, the guidelines or the law or whatever it is that describes how this should work says that all outlets in the same room should be connected through the same fuse, and that means that they should also then have the same ground. But that is not always the case. And so if you have some buzzing noise, make sure that all your equipment that you're using for the recording or that you have close by your recording is using the same ground. Because if they are not using the same ground, or it can be so easy that you have a very long grounding cable and there is resistance in that grounding cable, so that could cause these kind of sounds. That is not really easy to fix, but if you use one outlet, that will help you a lot at least. Another related thing that you can do is to turn off all equipment around you that can make noise on the electrical line or cause electrical fields. And what does that mean? Yeah, so I mean, you have in the roof, for example, potentially fluorescent light. And that is a light that is actually blinking really quickly, and they are prone to actually feed noise into the power line. And that is something that your audio equipment can pick up, worst case. So turn off the light and see if that changes. You can also have like motors or refrigerators or things like that close by that can also affect the cleanliness of your power from the power outlet in the wall. And the only thing you really can do there is to try to turn these things off, at least when trying to troubleshoot it. And that at least you know the reason, and then based on that, you can decide what to do. Another very common thing, especially if you're using a dynamic microphone like I am doing, a dynamic microphone doesn't and shouldn't have any power. You don't need to power the microphone. But if you have phantom power on the microphone, that can or will most likely provide a buzz and a noise in your recording. So make sure that you have phantom power on if you need it, or off if you don't need it. So that's really important. The next step I should do or would do is to start looking at the wires and change them out for other wires, at least to try other wires out. And this was when I found my problem. And I disconnected the wire I had. It's a long wire, I think it's 2-3 meters long, to a very short wire, because I only have two wires really I can use. And I have no noise whatsoever with the new wire. So that kind of start me to think that this wire is probably broken in one of the connections or something that has been worn out. But it's a fairly new wire, so I was really surprised. But when I started to take the wire out, I realized that this is too close to my switching power outlet. So that's how I found it. But try to change the wires. That's the first step you should do, because they can have become damaged. The next thing you can do is to take the microphone and the cable and try that in a different recording device if you have that available. I was gonna try to do a recording into my Zoom, and that is a battery driven recording device. So if I would have disturbances on that would be really strange, right? Because it's not connected to the power here in the house. You can do that, and then you can also try to use the same microphone with a different cord in a different device and see if you have problems. If you have that, it's potentially an issue with the microphone, right? And I'm really happy that it's not the microphone, because this is a really new and expensive microphone, so I'm happy that's not there the problem is. And if these things doesn't help you, the next step is probably to try to move your equipment, if you can, to a different place, because you can have electrical fields in the room or at the spot where you're sitting that is impacting you. And those electrical fields you may not be able to do anything about, and then a different spot or a different place could or is what you need to do. And that can be just a few meters that you need to move. It's not like to a very far, so it can be a different spot in the same room. So try to move around. This was the few tips I had for you if you have noise on your recordings. So this is the few things I went through when I did my recording, and it's my setup is fairly easy and straightforward. I have a Rodecaster on a microphone and just a few cables, so that's how I could fairly easily and find my problem. And there is certainly other steps that you can take when you are troubleshooting. And if you have some tips and ideas, please let me know. You can find all the means of contact me on the site martinhagen.se/about. And there you can find Twitter, Mastodon, and all those kind of good things that you may want to do. If you like this episode, why not recommend it to family and friends? Or if you have the opportunity, drop a review on iTunes. It would be super appreciated, and I would be so glad. This was all for today, and see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.